would pack it down and smoke it and pack it down in black pepper and borax and salt and put it in barrels to keep the skippers off of it. Some of them hang it up, but that old skipper got worse and worse every year.
Skipper?
Yeah.
What's that?
He's a little white worm about the size of a straw. And he'd get in that meat. That's why they put that borax and black pepper and red pepper on it to keep that.
Is that the same as a maggot?
No, he's smaller than a maggot. He's real small.
Hmm.
And now people's got deep freezers. They just put the meat in the cold storage and go get it and wrap it and bring it home and put it in the deep freeze.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get your meat out of the cold storage. And when it's cured, and fix it to where a skipper won't get to it. But I've never done it, but I know it'll work. You can take a piece of burlap bag and get your wife to sew it to where a ham will just slip down in it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can dig your little hole out and get you some cement.
Mm-hmm.
Make it real soupy and stick that ham down in that cement with that croaker bag over it, and then have your wire at the top and take your dab of cement and put right around that wire and hang it up. And they won't no skipper get to that piece of meat. They say it'll keep for 2 or 3 years indefinitely.
Hmm.
I never did try it.
Mm-hmm.
But Emerson Bishop, he was my ag teacher. When I was going to that farm school when I come back out of the Army. And some of the boys did try that.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked.
Mm-hmm.
But I never did. Back before I had a deep freezer, at that time I had 2 lockers uptown.
Mm-hmm.
A touched and frozen food place.
Mm-hmm.
And I always just carried mine up and put it in the freezer.
When did you go to the farm school?
Oh, I went there right after coming back out of service.
For how long?
Oh, for a couple of years.
Where was this school?
Lake City.
You know what the name of it was?
Vocational agriculture is all I know, school. I farmed and went to school, I believe it was 2 or 3 nights a week for about 3 or 4 hours.
And talking about the cotton now, when you get out in the with a hoe and thin that cotton out, you call that?
Well, you'd call it chopping the cotton out, but I guess I was lucky in one way. Daddy got enough of cotton when he was a boy, and he never did plant no cotton. He said if he ever got away from cotton, now they used to grow fields of cotton, and the boll weevil hit about that time, and they quit growing cotton in this country.
Call that grass that you don't want in the cotton field?
Yeah, I wouldn't want any of it in there.
Do you know what you call that one?
Well, they call it crab grass and maiden cane and Bermuda grass.
Mm-hmm.
And I named crab grass, didn't I name crab grass?
Yeah.
And clover. You just don't want nothing in no crop you grow.
Yeah.
Till it gets on up.
And you mentioned it.
Sight spurs, you don't want no sight spurs at all in cotton nor tobacco, and I'll guarantee you. If you got sight spurs and the tobacco patch it's that high, and the tobacco's as high as that ceiling, you can just kiss it goodbye.
What's the sand spurs?
Sight spurs.
Was.
Cause about the time they get half through picking tobacco, them spurs will get to where they'll stick to the boys and they'll just walk out of the field. That's right. You can't keep no croppers out there.